It's Monday, September 23rd, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. President Donald Trump will give a speech on religious freedom today at the United Nations headquarters in New York City and will host a special event entitled Global Call to Protect Religious Freedom to be attended by evangelical leaders, reports the Christian Post. 1 week into Canada's general election, images were published which show Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in blackface, reports Yahoo.com. The blackface photographs and video footage were taken of Trudeau at a high school talent contest belting out a Harry Belafonte hit, at a party with fellow rafting guides in the early 1990s, and at an Arabian Nights-themed event at a school where he taught 18 years ago. A fervent advocate of multiculturalism, the 47-year-old son of former Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, who is considered the father of modern Canada, apologized publicly for the blunders from his teens and 20s.
This is something that I deeply, deeply regret. Darkening your face, regardless of the context or the circumstances, is always unacceptable because of the racist history of blackface. I should have understood that then, and I never should have done it.
Blackface dates back to 1830, when white performers caked their faces in grease paint or shoe polish and drew on exaggerated lips in a caricature of blacks as somehow inferior, ignorant, lazy, and even animalistic. The New York-based Union Seminary has garnered a great deal of legitimate criticism and mockery for holding a chapel service in which students confess to plants their sins of not protecting the environment, reports the Christian Post. Union Seminary tweeted, quote, "Today in chapel, we confess to plants. Together, we held our grief, joy, regret, hope, guilt, and sorrow in prayer, offering them to the beings who sustain us, but whose gift we too often fail to honor. What do you confess to the plants in your life?" End quote. Albert Moeller Jr., president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, denounced the foolish chapel event in his podcast, The Briefing.
If you do not worship the Creator, you will inevitably worship the creation in one way or another. That is the primal form of idolatry.
Romans 1 verse 23 declares, "For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened." And finally, when the remnants of Tropical Storm Imelda dumped up to 43 inches of rain within 3 days east of Houston, Texas, it led to 5 deaths, first responders rescuing people from their homes, and hundreds of cars swamped and abandoned. In the midst of it all, Jim McIngvale, the 68-year-old owner of Gallery Furniture known as Mattress Mac, who describes himself as half capitalist and half social worker, went on Facebook Live and invited Houstonians to call his personal cell phone to come stay at his Northside mattress store where they could get a meal from the store's in-house restaurant, a change of clothes, a shower usually reserved for employees after using the gym, and a place to sleep.
If you need a place for shelter, Gallery Furniture is open right now, all day, all night. So we'll shelter you and your family. We had a lot of people come in already because of this horrible rainstorm. Give me a call on my cell phone, 281-844-1963. We got all kind of drivers standing by ready to come pick you up. We got food, water, we got mattresses. We got everything you need to ride out this storm. We pray that it ends quickly.
120 people took him up on that offer, reports the Eagle. 1 Peter 4, verse 9 says, "Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, September 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.